Aha! I see someone in the studio. The mists are clearing. It's Flora.
Hi,
Flora Lichtman, time for the video pick. What have you got for us, Flora?
This week, the video was inspired by a pickup basketball game between two researchers at Princeton. They were at Princeton at the time. Dr. Howard Stone and Jeffrey Aristoff. And they apparently frequently played basketball lunch, and Dr. Stone would warm up with a jump rope. And like curious scientists, they wondered to themselves, and this is not something that I had ever wondered, they wondered, could you mathematically model the shape of that jump rope?
Well, wait a minute. I mean, you swing the jump rope, it's like a parabola or something like that.
Yeah, so I've thought this too, and actually in our video pick of the week this week, which is on our website at sciencefriday.com, we have the daughters of Dr. Stone, because they are real jump rope experts, and they too were sort of like, what are you talking about with the shape?
Right.
But apparently it's more complicated than that. You have to take into account centrifugal force and tension and air drag. That was sort of the big contribution of their paper, is looking at the air drag's effect on the shape of that jump rope. So if you imagine a jump rope, it's not all in one plane if you look at it, say, with a high-speed video camera, which is what they did. It bends backwards away from the direction that you're actually spinning. And that's drag.
So you could model it with a rope that was not subject to wind resistance, but if you model it with a real rope,
right,
you can actually, and then you can say, well, it's a different picture if you're at ground level or sea level than if you're up in Denver or something like that?
Yeah, so this was the question that I had. You know, does that mean that it takes less twirling force to jump rope in a high altitude place where the air is thinner? And, you know, of course, it's a very complicated model. So it's hard to predict, but yes, it does seem that you will see less drag on your jump rope if you're jump roping at high altitudes. But Jeffrey Aristoff pointed out that that may not make it easier because there's also less oxygen.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about moving on to something like jacks or pickup sticks or something like that for the next?
Probably, actually. If you know of any jacks research, I'd, of course, be interested. But, you know, the thing that that Dr. Stone said about this work is that these types of questions are things that he thinks about all the time, because he's into modeling slender things in flow, like in air or water. So this was, you know, jump roping was a good exercise.
Well, there's a lot. Yeah, I get it. Where's my rim shot? Okay, yeah, exactly. All right, Flora, thanks very much. And I guess that brings us just about to the close. But before we go, I wanted to remind people that last fall, I ate smoked eel with James Prosek, and I'm sure that's something that everybody remembers. Well, if it's not, you can relive that moment or take a look at Prosek's latest work by surfing over to our SciArts page on sciencefriday.com. There's a new story there on James Prosek's paintings and a link back to our eel chat of some time ago. It was He's a very interesting painter, and it's worth taking a look if you have a chance. Our program's senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Bergquist is our director. Flora Lichtman, that person you were just hearing making bad jokes, is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata, Namisha Sarin-Anand, and Alessio Bayak. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Our intern is Francie Deep. Neil Rausch is our technical director. And he's at the controls here in New York. If you missed any part of this program or others, go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcasts, audio and video. Go to our website, sciencefriday.com, and take Science Friday with you. Join us on Facebook. You can't get away from us if you don't want to. Anyway, if you'd like to write us, you can even do that. Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036. And, of course, email scifry@sciencefriday.com. In New York, I'm Joe Palca.